92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey there.
You tired?
Sorry, I guess something about you makes me want to sleep with you.
Oh my god. Starting to question what you think sleep with someone means.
Yo, sleep date sounds bomb though.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to rip up his gym membership card and instead tell him he's kind of cute and he should call you sometime.
Yeah.
That's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sheena, I'm not sure if you remember me. This is Mark. You gave me your number. We met at the bar a couple nights ago. You seemed really, really interested when we were talking about Star Wars. And I got to tell you, I want to talk to you some more about the Jedi Order. And, you seemed really into it. So we should definitely talk some more. Absolutely. I want to hit you with a little bit of that Sith lightning because you got me right in the heart with it, girl.
Oh, God.
I just want to be the Anakin Skywalker to your Padme.
Oh,
may the Force be with you, because I know it's with me.
Next message.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I could hear this girl's eyes rolling the entire time.
And he did not do a good job on judging her interest level.
No,
obviously.
Totally.
Yeah. You were super into the... What was he talking about?
He was talking about
Jedi?
Sith lightning.
Sith
lightning and the Force.
The
I think he did.
Somebody's in order.
The order.
He just kept going.
It's like I really
need to watch these movies.
Yes.
Oh, God.
He is a Jedi Knight in disguise, and he's looking for his Queen Padme.
Does that mean it's his sister or something?
Okay.
Isn't there something about that?
Oh, chivalry's dead.
A fair weather Star Wars fan.
Just move on to the next one.
Next message.
Hey, Chad. It's Trish. I met you at Jake's the other night, and we were chatting about you looking for a house. I got the sense that you're somebody who has bad credit. So I talked to a guy who I know, and he got this other guy a house straight out of prison and totally pre-approved. So I know we can make this happen for you. I have a couple fixer-uppers that just came on the market, and I think they'd be right up your alley.
Oh.
Hit me up, Chad, and you could be the next person sold by Talk to you soon.
Next message.
Oh my God.
I wish we didn't beep them so that people would stay away.
Yeah.
Dude, talk about backhanded compliments. Well, I don't even know if there was a compliment in there at all.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And I can't tell if he was trying to set her up to make her think that he was having bad credit or if that was just a total random observation. Like, you seem like the poor type.
Yeah. Here's my card. He's like, no, you call me.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Here's
totally.
My card.
But I do want a house and I want it at a discount, so maybe I should give her a call.
And you have
yeah.
Go.
Next message.
Hey, Rebecca. This is Brian. I just wanted to call and say that I had a really good time the other night, and I just want to give you a shout and kind of confess a little bit that I'm a kleptomaniac, and so if you notice some stuff going missing from your place, it was me, because that's just kind of how I roll, and it was hard to decide what to take the first time. Maybe I'll give you a guess. You can do an adult Easter egg hunt and try to find out what's missing, and can't wait to have more fun with you.
No.
Next message.
It is fun. Getting your stuff stolen. Always fun. Fun game.
I got like the creeps listening to that guy.
Yeah. See, that's it. Like, sleepy voice on women is sexy. Sleepy voice on men always makes you feel like a serial killer.
Not, yeah.
Not good.
It was a prime example of what not to do when you're leaving a voicemail for somebody that you like.
She needs to give him her real number because he's got some of her stuff.
Yeah, I wonder what it is.
Next message.
Hey, Timothy. This is from the other night. I am literally reeling that you have not seen the GBBS, the Great British Baking Show. It is literally the best show out there. I love it, and I think you will love it too. So I have this awesome idea for our date. I want you to come over, and I am going to totally bake you something from, I have the Mary Berry cookbook and the Paul Hollywood cookbook, too. They're kind of different, but I am going to pick from the Mary Berry one because it's sweeter, just like you. You're so sweet. anyway, so I am going to make something super yummy, and we will watch like a total marathon because I know you're going to be hooked. And then while my pickies are proofing in the oven, we will have a spot of tea while everything's fixing itself lovely without a soggy bottom. We don't want a soggy bottom. Well, maybe we do. No, I'm just kidding. That's so stupid. I am not some weirdo, but I am just so enthusiastic because I think you love it. To ring me back.
Next message.
Oh my God.
That is a great show.
I feel like she should go out with the Star Wars guy. Dude. Like, they're both crazy fans of something.
Yeah, they would be a good match.
I don't want a soggy bottom either.
No.
Yeah.
And I bet you before she started watching The Great British Bake Off that she was had like this really raspy, like old sounding voice. But when you watch that show, it like infuses you with youth and happiness. And she's like, oh.
Cheerio.
Top of the morning to you.
Now.
I mean, who said that there's an accent that can't be sexy?
That's so true. Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.